KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 40 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping local news, more than 70 teachers, and in some cases their family members, attended the Atlantic Board of Education meeting last night to present their concerns and frustration with what they understood to be a 0% increase in their pay raise and supplemental pay in light of declining enrollment and questions over state supplemental support, which is still being debated in the legislature. The first to speak was Lisa Krogman, Title I reading teacher at Washington Elementary School, who's been an educator for 27 years. Krogman said teachers take on many different roles inside and outside the classroom, and in many cases spend their own money for supplies. She said those efforts are paying off in the form of Iowa assessments and in other aspects.
We feel at Washington, and I know these other buildings do too, that we are worth more than zero on our pay increase. We are worth more than zero in our supplemental pay. We are disappointed that you don't feel the same way. That you maybe don't feel like we're valued because we work really, really, really hard.
Carolyn Hunt, elementary behavioral interventionist, said we are discouraged and quite frankly insulted to hear about the opening proposed lane freeze, one-time payment, and zero raise in supplemental pay.
It seems like a slap in the face for the services that we all provide. Our questions in regard to this are why. Why do we need to save money in this way? What are other alternatives to saving the district money? Or are we just the easiest cut?
School board member Jenny Williams strongly encouraged teachers and their families to take the passion they have for their pay and storm the Iowa legislature to voice their outrage and concerns.
We have no intention of not giving you raises. I'm not sure what you have been told, but that is not our intention, and that is not how it's going to end up. But when it comes down to it, we are only getting so much money. And we need to be at the Capitol and saying these things. We need to be writing emails. We need to be storming that building and demanding that you get more pay.
The simple fact, she said, is that, quote, we're dying. We're down 32 students this year, and I don't know what we can do to change that. Board President Allie Bruckner said nothing had been decided with regard to a raise in the base salary and step schedule, contrary to rumors, and that some of the issues raised by the teachers are covered in the handbook and cannot be included in negotiations with the teachers' union.
Under Chapter 20, while we're in negotiations, the board is not able to speak to those negotiations, so I would encourage you all to talk to your union representatives because they're your voice at the negotiations table.
The Atlantic School Board last night approved the resignations of Andrea Riley, TLC model teacher, Paul Eichel, Achievement Center 6 through 12 teacher, and Lisa Muncy, 8th grade math teacher, track coach, and 7th grade volleyball coach, as well as middle school and Schuller Elementary TLC supporting instructional coach.
I want to thank Mr. Eichel, Mrs. Muncy, Ms. Walker, and Mr. Jenkins for all they've done here at Atlantic Schools, the time that they've spent serving our kids, different activities that they're involved with, and we wish them only the best as they continue their aspirations in a different school district for a different career.
That's Superintendent Steve Barber, who recommended and the board approved the hiring of Hillary Zimmerline as math teacher. She has 4 years' experience in that subject, serving in a neighboring district. They also approved Molly O'Hara as assistant softball coach this summer. And the Atlantic School Board approved the 2018-19 school calendar as proposed, along with the 2018-19 certified budget. A public hearing will be held May 9th at 5:30 p.m. with regard to an amendment to the 2017-18 budget. The amendment is necessary, according to Mr. Barber, due to some discrepancies between what different governmental agencies have on file for the certified budget.
We have some discrepancy between the published or the certified budget on forecast 5. We have it, which is different than the county auditors, which is different than the Department of Management, which is the difference between the school audit. So there's discrepancy here. So we're not going to change anything in regards to how we do business up to June 30th this year, but by increasing a couple of these areas, we want to make sure that we don't overspend that and get that as a comment on our budget report next year.
In the funeral announcements, Bruce Hylison, age 66 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Bruce Hylison will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Stanford Pelzer, age 87 of Cumberland, died Monday. Funeral services for Stanford Pelzer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Kalkoff, age 82 of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Edwin Kalkoff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dennis Sherm, age 63 of Dexter, died Friday. A visitation for Dennis Sherm will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Dexter Roundhouse, followed by a celebration of life at 1 o'clock Saturday. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Larry Shepard, age 84 of Villisca and formerly of Walnut, died April 4th. A celebration of life visitation for Larry Shepard will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Jeremy Eklund, age 42 of Cumberland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeremy Eklund will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Hansen, age 78 of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be held April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Emery Reinier, age 69 of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Emery Reinier are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.